Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody great.
Nobody great.
No matter where you look. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than God. Hallelujah. Thank and praise the Lord for that song. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Ilona Waters of True Vine International Church. Praise God. I thank and I praise the Lord because this has been a beautiful day. Hallelujah. This has been the day that the Lord has made. Praise God. I thank and I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I give honor unto the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And to my overseers, Apostle Carolyn McNeil and Pastor Matthew McNeil. Praise God of Hallelujah, Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. I thank and I praise the Lord for them. Praise God. I just thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. One more time to come before you this evening. Hallelujah. Let us get ready to pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. We thank and we praise you, God. We give you all the glory and the honor on this day. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, because you kept us another day. Hallelujah. We thank and we praise you, God, because you gave us strength for this day. Father, we thank and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, for our families, for how you watched over them, how you blessed their going out, and how you blessed their coming in. Father God, we thank and we praise you, Lord, for your word on tonight. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory and the honor. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we asking you in Jesus' name to let Ilona decrease and let your Holy Spirit increase in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, bless each and every one on the line tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, open up our minds, open up our hearts to receive your word, Father, in Jesus' name, God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah for this day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's so much happening. Hallelujah. But I give God the praise because he has kept us. Hallelujah. You'll find me tonight a very familiar scripture. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Praise God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Hallelujah. And seek my face. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of times, hallelujah, people think that this very verse, hallelujah, the Lord is rebuking us. It's not a rebuke. He's just telling us what will happen if we would do these things. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah, we would shall humble ourselves and pray and seek, hallelujah, my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Hallelujah. You know, praise God, it's time to pray as never before. Hallelujah. For the Lord is moving by his Spirit. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 5:6-7 says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you, hallelujah, in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you, hallelujah. The Lord wants us, praise God, to humble ourselves as never before and to pray, to seek his face, hallelujah. James 4:10 says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord will lift us up, but we got to humble ourselves, and we got to pray. Hallelujah. We got to seek the face of the Lord. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to humble ourselves and take our time to seek his face and to pray. He said, if you do this, then hallelujah, he will show us great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It says, we know from God, God's word, that he resisteth the proud and gives grace to the humble. How can we know that we are living in humility and head to receive God's blessings? Hallelujah. Humility is the ability to be without pride or arrogance, and it is a principal character that should be seen in those who follow Jesus Christ. Jesus is the best example of someone who humbly followed God's plan for his life. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says this character of humbleness should be seen in us of those that follow Jesus Christ. Praise God. The Lord wants us to humble ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Colossians 3:12 says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord wants us to clothe ourselves in. We're supposed to be chosen people. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be clothed. He said to clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Hallelujah. Sometimes, praise God, we don't have the patience that we're supposed to have. Hallelujah. And God will let us see and hear our own self. Hallelujah. He'll let you hear yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. We ought to treat one another, hallelujah, with kindness and have compassion for somebody else. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 4:2 said, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. The Lord wants us to be patient with one another. Hallelujah. Bearing with one another. Hallelujah. In love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. James 4:6 says, but he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Hallelujah. Luke 14:11 says, for all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Hallelujah. When you put your own self up, God knows how to bring you right back down. Hallelujah. Micah 6:8 says, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 11:2, when pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with the humility comes wisdom. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to be humble. Praise God. When you come before him, be humble. Hallelujah. Because it is God, hallelujah, that gives us the strength. It is God, hallelujah, that helps us. Praise God. Proverbs 22:4 says, humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Proverbs 27:2 says, let someone else praise you and not your own mouth, and an outsider and not your own lips. Let somebody else lift you up, hallelujah, not hallelujah, and a stranger, not with your own lips, praise God. Because you know how some people will boast about themselves, hallelujah, and say, you know, let you know what they done did this and they done did that, and boasting in themselves that they don't let nobody else, they don't let someone else lift them up. Let somebody else lift you up. Hallelujah. Don't lift your own self up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Not with your own mouth. Hallelujah. Let an outsider and not your own lips. Hallelujah. For the Psalm 149:4 says, for the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Hallelujah. Romans 12:16 says, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Hallelujah. You know how some people don't want to even have nothing to do with somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. They might not have what they have. Hallelujah. Or they might, you know, praise God, or be able to do the things that the other person does. But don't be conceited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you let that person know you don't want nothing to do with them because they don't have what you have. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he said, hallelujah, be willing to associate with people of low positions, hallelujah. That's just like a person on a job, hallelujah. Their position might be lower than your position, but hallelujah, don't act like you better than them, hallelujah. Praise God, because it was God that put you in that position. But don't treat that person like they don't know, like they not that they're nothing, hallelujah. He said, don't be conceited, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Philippians 2, 3 to 4 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each other, but each of you to the interests of the others, of others. Hallelujah. Don't be so selfish, hallelujah, with selfish ambition, hallelujah, but rather praise God, hallelujah, not looking to yourself and own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now I'm reminded of a king, hallelujah, that God had to humble him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And that was King Nebuchadnezzar. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nebuchadnezzar had placed himself over God. Hallelujah. In Daniel chapter 3, hallelujah, by commanding his entire kingdom to bow down and worship his statue, hallelujah. Although Nebuchadnezzar had recognized that God is powerful and holy, it seems that God is not done with teaching him and all the living that the Most High is the ruler over the realm of man, his bestows the realm on whom he wishes and sets over it the lowest of men. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. God had to show King Nebuchadnezzar that he was not the one in charge. Hallelujah. Because Nebuchadnezzar had got beside himself. He had lifted himself up over God. Hallelujah. But God had to show him a lesson. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because God allowed Nebuchadnezzar to capture Israel in order to teach them that when they disobey him, there are consequences. Now God had to show Nebuchadnezzar, praise God. Hallelujah. That he is in control of including everything, including the king. Hallelujah. God is trying to teach Israel and Nebuchadnezzar that disobedience results in consequences, but the consequences are meant to, oh yes, God, meant to bring about obedience, which is for our good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nebuchadnezzar had got above himself. Hallelujah. And praise God that God had to show him who was over who and who was the ruler. Praise God. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Over in Daniel, the fourth chapter. Hallelujah. Praise God. God had to show him, had to bring him down to himself. Hallelujah. And that's how God has to do us sometimes. Praise God. Bring us on down to ourselves. Hallelujah. To let us know that he is God and that he'll bless whom he want to bless. Hallelujah. He'll have mercy on whom he'll want to have mercy. He'll heal who he want to heal. Hallelujah. He'll save who he want to save. Hallelujah. We don't tell God what to do. Hallelujah. But God tells us. Hallelujah. And Nebuchadnezzar got beside himself. Hallelujah. And praise God. God knew how to deal with him. Hallelujah. Because Nebuchadnezzar had a vision. Hallelujah. One night, praise God, and it troubled him so bad. And when he called in the astrologers and everything, hallelujah, for them to tell him what the interpretation of the dream was. They couldn't do it, hallelujah. But then when Daniel came in, hallelujah, and he began to tell Daniel about the dream, hallelujah, and praise God, and Daniel listened, hallelujah, praise the Lord, because he knew that the Spirit of God was in Daniel, hallelujah, and he knew that Daniel would be able to tell him the interpretation of that dream, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. But praise God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When Daniel, praise God, hallelujah, praise the Lord, began to ask the Lord about the vision, hallelujah. Then Daniel, whose name was Belshazzar, was astonished for 1 hour. In other words, he was in a daze for 1 hour because of the things that God was showing him that was going to bestow, hallelujah, the king, praise God, hallelujah, and his thoughts, hallelujah. He couldn't act on nothing. He couldn't say nothing. All he could do was just see, hallelujah, what the Lord was showing him concerning the king, and he would rather that it would happen to his enemies, but he knew that this was going to befall the king, hallelujah, praise God, because the king had got lifted up in himself, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And the king had to finally say to Belshazzar, let not the dream nor the interpretation thereof trouble thee, Belshazzar. Answer and said, my Lord, the dream be to them that hate thee and the interpretation thereof to thy enemies. The tree that thou sawest, which grew and was strong, whose height reached unto the heavens, and the sight thereof to all the earth, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. It is thou, O king, that art grown and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reaches unto heaven, and thy dominion to the end of the earth. And whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven, saying, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field. The Lord let Belshazzar know that he wasn't going to destroy it totally, how to believe it, how the stump, hallelujah, over in the tender grass, hallelujah, where the roots are still in the earth, hallelujah, praise God, a band of iron and brass in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with dew of the heaven, and let the portion be with the beast of the field till 7 times pass over him. This is the interpretation, hallelujah. Daniel himself, hallelujah, couldn't believe what he was seeing. He was so in a daze and amazed at what the Lord was going to do, hallelujah. Praise God to the king, hallelujah, because he had lifted up himself so high, hallelujah. He lifted up himself over God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon the Lord the King, that they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over thee, till thou know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. Praise God. God had to let Nebuchadnezzar know, praise God, he had to let him know, I'll give the kingdom to whomever I want to have it, hallelujah. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of the 12 months, he walked in the palace of the king, kingdom of Babylon. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, To thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and they and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will. Hallelujah. God had to break Nebuchadnezzar down, praise God, because of his, praise God, because he was high-minded, hallelujah, because he did not humble himself, hallelujah, and God had to send him a warning, hallelujah, through Daniel, hallelujah. The same hour was this thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and did eat meat, eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven till his hair was grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, hallelujah, and I praise and honor him, hallelujah, that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. The Lord had to let him know when King Nebuchadnezzar, praise God, came to himself, hallelujah, and he lifted up his eyes to heaven, then the Lord restored his understanding, gave him back his mind, hallelujah, because praise God, when Nebuchadnezzar, praise God, spoke out of his mouth, look what he has done, it was I, hallelujah, he lost his mind, lost his sanity, praise God, he had no control, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord will let you know, praise God, hallelujah, he had to let that King Nebuchadnezzar know that he was the one in charge. Hallelujah. For 7 years, praise God, he ate as the oxen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. But praise God, when he came to himself and he looked up to heaven, hallelujah, the Lord restored, hallelujah, his mind. Hallelujah. And he had understanding. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand, hallelujah, or say unto him, what doest thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, hallelujah, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselor and my Lord sought unto me, and I was established, and my kingdom and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalted and honored the King of heaven, all whose works are true, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride, he is able to abase. Hallelujah. When you lift your own self up, God knows how to bring you down. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to remember, praise God. We got to come before the Lord and humble ourselves. Hallelujah. Come when we come before his presence. Hallelujah. Praise God. And praise God. Praise God. When the Lord bless us with, hallelujah, things, praise God, we got to give him the glory, hallelujah, because praise God, the Lord is getting ready to do great things in our lives, hallelujah, but we got to remember who is doing it, who is blessing us, hallelujah, we got to be humble, hallelujah, if we want the Lord to lift us up, he said, hallelujah, humble yourself, and that he will lift you up, hallelujah, but we got to come humble before God, we got to pray, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, God, we got to give God the glory, hallelujah, so many times God has blessed us, hallelujah, and then praise God, we don't give God the the glory. Hallelujah. So many times God has healed so many people, and yet they didn't give them the glory. Hallelujah. Yet they won't honor, hallelujah, praise God and give him the praise, hallelujah, for healing their body. Hallelujah. Or when it comes to financial, hallelujah, blessings, hallelujah. The Lord bless you, and you still don't give him the glory. You don't, hallelujah, praise God, acknowledge that God is the one that supplied your need. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We got to remember to humble ourselves. Hallelujah. We got to give God the glory. Praise God. We don't want to do like King Nebuchadnezzar. Hallelujah. And praise God, lift ourselves up. Hallelujah. And then God got to bring you on down. Hallelujah. Till you acknowledge, hallelujah, who he is. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. We thank you, Jesus. We want the Lord to move in our life. We got to get down low before Jesus. We got to get at the feet of Jesus. And we got to pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. But we got to humble ourselves. He said, if my people, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So humble themselves, hallelujah. Oh, yes, God, is my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sins, and will heal their land, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. We don't want to be like King Nebuchadnezzar, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. But we want to give God the glory, whatever God does for us, whatever God, hallelujah, it helps us, praise God, to establish us, hallelujah, whatever job he, hallelujah, bless us with, whatever home he gives us, we got to acknowledge that it is him, hallelujah, we got to acknowledge that it is because of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, even to the smallest thing, we got to, hallelujah. Hallelujah, give God the glory, praise God, hallelujah, we got to humble ourselves, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, praise God, hallelujah, Lord, even, hallelujah, praise God, when you have a disagreement with somebody, hallelujah, sometimes you got to take down, hallelujah, even when you're right, hallelujah, praise God, and let God work it out, hallelujah, oh, yes, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, humble yourself, hallelujah, and he said that he would lift us up, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, yes, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, it's time for us, praise God, to come humbly before God, to come humbly before his presence, hallelujah, Lord, and acknowledge who he is, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, for he is Jehovah El Shaddai, God Almighty, he is more than enough, hallelujah, Lord, yes, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, oh, God, I praise you, we can't even think unless God breathe on it, unless God control our minds, hallelujah, Lord, oh, yes, God, we can't even talk unless God control the tongue, hallelujah, Lord, yes, Lord, hallelujah, we can't take things for granted, hallelujah, Lord, for without God, we are nothing, hallelujah, Lord, for there is nobody greater than God, hallelujah, yes, Lord, let us remember to keep humble, humble ourselves before the presence of God, hallelujah, and we got to, hallelujah, hallelujah, show, hallelujah, love towards one another, for he said in his word, by showing love towards one another, hallelujah, they would know that we are his disciples, but if we continue to backbite, hallelujah, and be jealous of one another, how are they going to see Christ in our life? How is that lifting him up? Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us humble ourselves and pray. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, God. Hallelujah. We got to come before the presence of the Lord humbly. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For his word on tonight, praise God. I thank and I praise God for that word is for me first. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I had to, hallelujah, catch myself. Hallelujah. A couple of times this week. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even though, praise God, I might have been right, but I had to take down. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Oh, I thank and I praise the Lord, hallelujah, for God is good, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank and I praise him, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, we thank and praise God, hallelujah, I thank and I praise the Lord, praise God, hallelujah, let us remember that on tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., there will be morning prayer with Apostle Carolyn McNeil, Reign of Glory Revival Ministries, hallelujah, at 9 a.m., hallelujah, on Friday morning, and at, hallelujah, on Sunday morning, praise God, at 9 a.m., praise God, Apostle Carolyn McNeil will be bringing forth the word, hallelujah, for morning service, Reign of Glory, Revival Ministry, hallelujah. We thank and praise the Lord for this day, hallelujah. Thank and praise God for each and every one on the line tonight, hallelujah. Thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, because he has kept us on this day, hallelujah. Thank and I praise the Lord for his strength on today. Praise God, hallelujah. I give God all the glory and the honor, and I give him all the praise. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank and praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord, to bless each and everyone on the line tonight, God, in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, to remember to keep ourselves humble before you, God. Hallelujah. Where you can lift us up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you and praise you, Lord. I ask you to watch over each and everyone on the line tonight, hallelujah. Watch over their families in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just give you praise. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed and beautiful night in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.